Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Hey, folks, go to our website, theunionedge.com, and sign up for our e-activist newsletter if your local, your organization needs some help. We'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in it together, and we're going to improve our communities. In studio today with me, we've got John Hare, former business manager for SAG-AFTRA Pittsburgh. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles. Happy to be here.
Also Cleveland, too, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's it. And with us on the phone, we've got Craig Harrington of Media Matters. Craig, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Craig, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it, man. You know, first of all, I think you guys at Media Matters deserve combat pay because you got to watch so many hours of Fox News. But that's another story. We'll work on that later.
We've talked about this before, and it ended up with me getting oatmeal raisin cookies, so I'm actually happy to have this conversation again.
You know, and the woman that sent you the oatmeal raisin cookies is
my grandmother.
Yeah, is just an awesome woman, and she's blessed. You know, what can I tell you? But I wanted some oatmeal raisin cookies, too, but that's another story. So, listen, Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe talking about Hillary Clinton, terrorism.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so yesterday morning, on April 27th on Morning Joe, which is an MSNBC show, Joe Scarborough was using the recent sort of media criticism about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, all of which is stemming from this already debunked or largely debunked opposition research book called Clinton Cash, and he was using this this media scandal about Clinton Cash and surrounding Clinton Cash to suggest what he saw as the likelihood of illegal coordination between donors to the Clinton Family Charitable Foundation and policy decisions that she made as Secretary of State. And he used a specific example of Algeria, the government of Algeria, making a multi-million-dollar donation to the Clinton Foundation at a time when it wanted the State Department to remove it from the state sponsor from the list of state sponsors of terror. And lo and behold, after this multi-million dollar donation goes through, Algeria is off the terror list.
Okay.
So
now
he laughs at the idea that that isn't transparent illegal coordination.
All right. First of all, let me ask this.
Sure.
She was on the board of this foundation. She's no longer on the board of this foundation.
Correct.
How does she benefit if somebody says, hey, here's $1 million, go build some housing down in Haiti?
Well, that's the thing. The argument that there's some sort of quid pro quo or a kickback for the Clintons doesn't really make sense from the fact that the Clinton Foundation is a global charity that engages in public works. I mean, it's not something that's a vehicle for enriching the Clintons themselves. They don't draw this money for themselves. They use it to organize events, to bring groups together and pay for their travel to drought-stricken places or disaster-stricken places and increase awareness and pile money into areas where it's needed. And in Haiti, President Bill Clinton and former President George Herbert Walker Bush did a lot of coordinated work through the Clinton Foundation to bring tens of millions of dollars toward Haitian relief efforts. Not all of that has gone toward not all of that has resulted in you know, great recovery for Haiti, but Haiti is already the poorest country in the world. So if you expect it to just be rebuilt from rubble from the ground up and be this gleaming example in just a few years, it's probably you who are going into it with the wrong expectations, not anything that the Clinton Foundation necessarily did wrong. They step into the worst possible situations and try to make things better. They've done a great deal of work in Haiti. They've done a great deal of work spreading antiretroviral drugs in sub-Saharan Africa in communities that are stricken by HIV/AIDS. You know, it's a charity. It does good works. It's not something that enriches the Clintons, despite what you might hear in conservative media.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. One of the other things that Joe Scarborough was complaining about was, whoa, former President Bill Clinton's made $150 million doing speeches.
Right.
Okay. Is Bill Clinton the first president to ever go out and do a speech?
He's certainly not the first president to give paid speeches, and he's certainly not the first public official to look toward his private career after retirement as an opportunity to make some money. Jeb Bush specifically said that he was going into public equity when he retired, or when he chose not to seek re-election in 2006 as Florida's governor. He went into private industry, into the private equity industry, the same industry where Mitt Romney made his millions, and he went into that industry to refill his coffers that he thought had been depleted by his years in public service. That was what he said. That's what Jeb Bush actually said. Mm-hmm. George Bush said the same thing when he left office in 2009, that it was time for him to go and rebuild some of the family fortune that he had spent while he was a relatively, by comparison, lower-paid public servant as president, or in Jeb Bush's case, as governor. No one begrudges them, even though, you know, Bill Clinton made $100 million off of his intellect, giving speeches about his life experiences. He wasn't working for a private equity firm, like shelling retirees and taking pensions.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's talk about Sarah Palin. It's my understanding in July 2010, Sarah Palin made $12 million for two 20-minute speeches in Japan.
Yeah, and Sarah Palin also has made millions and millions of dollars since rising to the public stage in 2009. One of the reasons people thought that she wasn't a legitimate presidential candidate in 2012 was just because it was so personally enriching for her. Throughout the first term of the Obama administration, she made so much money off of this sort of stardom that she got from rising to the top of the political space by being the vice presidential nominee of the Republicans, that why would she give that up to run for president when she was making $10 million a year? It's only the Clintons who face this sort of criticism for what virtually everyone else does. Lots of politicians leave politics and go and make multi-million dollar sums either on the payroll of an investment bank or working as a lobbyist or giving paid speeches. It's only Bill Clinton where people sort of surmise that there's some kind of illegal or illicit activity involved with it.
So, Craig, this is John. Is there some backstory that we haven't heard about the Algeria contribution?
There actually is some backstory for it. And the introduction that I gave just a couple of minutes ago is important to note, not only for how detailed Joe Scarborough was in pointing out what he saw as what must have been a laughably transparent, he was laughing throughout the whole segment, what he thought was a laughably transparent instance of corruption on the part of the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton. It's important to note that everything that he says about the Algeria deal is wrong. Algeria was not lobbying the State Department to be removed from the State Department's list of state sponsors of terror.
Oops.
Because they were never on the list. They weren't on the list during the Clinton administration. They've never been on the list.
Right.
They're actually a U.S. ally and a partner in the global fight against terrorism. They also didn't write a multi-million dollar check. They wrote a $500,000 check to the Clinton Foundation for Haitian relief in 2010. They were, at the time, lobbying the State Department to receive better recognition for their government on human rights issues, and the State Department obliged by not giving them better recognition for human rights abuses and regularly issuing in their annual reports on Algeria the many instances where that government has engaged in categorical and systemic human rights abuses, including unlawful killing of prisoners, corrupt detention techniques, the repression of freedom of expression and freedom of assembly. Algeria is a partner in the fight against terrorism. They're not a terror sponsor, but they do have human rights issues that the State Department regularly recognizes before, during, and after any donations to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, don't let the facts get in the way of your opinions, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, Craig, listen, we got to get going, brother. We appreciate it. When are you going to tell Joe he was wrong? Just asking. You know,
I'm waiting anxiously for him to issue a correction, but I'm not sure it's going to come.
He hasn't returned my phone calls either.
Yeah.
Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge, so you don't have to listen to Joe Scarborough.